Thank you, Alana. This is Breakfast with Vossie and James Magnusson. Let's fly into the last half hour because we want to take calls and texts between now and the top of the hour. James Magnusson therapy session. If you're a Bulldogs fan and you want some, you know, some compassion, a bleeding heart, he's here to hear from you. So let's go straight to the sports update.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Good morning, Michelle. What's the latest news coming out of around the grounds this morning?
Good morning, gents. Well, Mick Potter, the ex-former Tigers coach, we won't see him in and around Belmore anytime soon, like as in with the next few days, but we will see him there in a formal capacity next week. He, of course, will be the interim coach. He's already indicated to Mounties that he'll be giving up that coaching role in the New South Wales Cup. Look, they've picked him. He's played for the Bulldogs. He has NRL experience, and they obviously need a quick fix. There's been plenty of candidates, said to you earlier this morning that Seven News spoke with Anthony Mundine, who put his hand up to not necessarily coach, but maybe take on a consulting role. He thinks it's a mindset there and he can work with the players. He's got all of that experience. But of course, lots of movement there. The first was yesterday afternoon. We saw Dan Ferris, the strength and conditioner person in charge of that, go. And that's a result, I guess, of the Bulldogs being very flat and perhaps a little bit unfit. I did talk to you earlier about his history at the Gold Coast Titans and, of course, Manly. So they were quick to move him on. But Brent Naden, very quickly, within 2 hours, this all unfolded. It was a mutual separation off to the West Tigers. It is my understanding, though, the Dogs will still be chipping in for some of his money for this year and for next year. The attraction to the Tigers, well, they're in a bit of trouble injury-wise. They've had Luke Garner playing in the centres there. He's obviously a back rower. The list goes on with the injuries there. James Roberts is out. Oliver Gildart's nursing a complaint with his calf. Tommy Talau, his knee. So it was a quick fix. And it's even quicker because he will be playing against his former teammates, the Bulldogs, on Friday night. And look, he didn't even have time to tell his teammates. He actually had to get permission to put it on a group chat. And he was a little bit concerned about that because he obviously didn't want it leaked to the media straight away. So it was awfully sensitive. He's only played 8 games for the Dogs. So obviously he's hoping for, you know, a quick change over there. He obviously gets on with a few of the boys over there as well, James Tarmo and Dane Laurie. They're hoping for a fresh start, I suppose.
But hang on a second. We're saying all this. So the coach left without speaking to players. The player leaves without speaking to the players on a WhatsApp. Are we in a different world these days? So
we certainly are.
The text, the coach gone. A player goes, he has to get on a WhatsApp chat group. I mean, wow.
As I said, Dossie, it did happen in a 2-hour period and he was stopped. He was advised not to put it on the group chat because obviously people will talk and you know, it was sensitive information at that stage. But they were obviously rushing to get the contract done in time, like before 4 o'clock, because they obviously had to, you know, put names out of who could play for this weekend. So that's how quickly this all unfolded.
I'd love to get a look at that group chat at the moment. What do you reckon's being said right now?
I'll get an answer from the Bulldogs man, Professor of Bulldogs here. Talk about dead men walking, the assistant coaches. I've got to say, off the top of my head, where a caretaker coach has been required on short notice, that the assistant coaches get overlooked. What does that say about their qualifications?
Yeah.
Poor old David Ferner. You know, he's been bypassed for...
It kind of insinuates that their jobs are at risk, doesn't it?
Well, not good. Michelle, tell us about the AFL initiative to get more kids through the gates. What are they planning?
Well, it could be a free-for-all. After some worrying stats for the AFL guys, a huge dip in crowd numbers this year, 16% in fact, and that's compared to the last non-COVID season. So the league's going to allow children up to 14 to enter all AFL grounds right across Australia between rounds 14 and 17 for free. They say it's a bit of a reward for fans who attended games when they were allowed to during COVID. I say it's more about bringing mum, dad, nan, pop, aunties, uncles, cousins, people that pay that need to take the children to the actual match. So the reality is it's pretty bleak. So 31,005 this year is the average compared to 37,250 in 2019. Now that's the lowest figure since 1995. And the AFL says there's a couple of contributing factors, and that's the restrictions in Perth. They've played havoc with the general public still learning to live with COVID there. The Victorian government and their vaccine mandates, they've been kind of a little bit all over the place, and including in Sydney here, the people are a bit hesitant in the general community to be close, to be in close contact. I'm not sure I buy that third one. But anyway, it's dubbed Kids Go Free Month, and it coincides with the school holidays in Victoria at least. I suppose it's you know, it's something. They're being proactive.
That's right.
We reckon a few fake IDs there.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I like your way of thinking. Guys, it's only $5. You couldn't be that hard up.
How old are you, mate? I'm 14.
Excuse the facial hair. Developing early.
Michelle, we'll talk again tomorrow. Great work today. 3 Dalian points. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Have a ripper afternoon.
There we go. Michelle Bishop, and you can follow her stories too on 7 News tonight. Very busy. I think Michelle's going to be catching a word with Terry Lamb, who's on the walk with Royce today. Yeah, kids eat free at Sizzler and things like that. I mean, obviously, it gets the parents in. The kids can't just... Actually, kids eat free, it was always had to be with a paying adult. There's never been a deal where you could, if you're a kid, you just turn up and eat.
You could just get a group of kids just wandering the streets, ducking in for a free feed.
Yeah. Did you, in all honesty, in the all-you-can-eat days, like at the Pizza Hut, did you ever sit through two sessions?
No, never. What about you?
I reckon I might have.
Really?
Yeah, I might have gone there for late lunch and thought, well, I might as well just eat. Might as well just get a little bit of dinner.
Get your money's worth.
On the one ticket. Yeah, on the one ticket.
I reckon that's what put those joints out of business, those all you could eat. You don't see them around anymore, do you?
No, not a lot. No,
yeah,
no.
Maybe the old RSL club.
Well, it's gone downhill. Tight asses. We're calling all tight asses now. Have you done that? Have you sat through two sessions of an all-you-can-eat? 21 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. Stu says, Greg Norman hasn't changed in my thoughts. Still Australia's greatest golfer ever, says Stu.
I agree. Like, look, it's a little left of field and some people don't like it, but really, in terms of legacy, it doesn't affect his playing ability. I still think he's Australia's greatest golfer.
Yeah, I think in that conversation, you're right, James. He's had more impact than as good as Adam Scott, Jason Day.
Yeah.
There's been other major winners. Steve Elkington, David Graham won a couple. But you know, David Graham's impact on Australian golf compared to Greg Norman, it's chalk and cheese.
Yeah.
In terms of impressionable youth, you know, wanting to be like Greg
Just
Norman.
Just the fashion alone. Was... Remember that cowboy hat? Yeah. What was that made of, do you reckon?
Well, it's a cobra.
Was it?
I think it was a raccoon. possum. I don't know. What are you asking me for? What do I look like?
I don't know. You look like you might have worn one of those hats in your day.
No, I haven't actually. I'm not really. Now I'm a cap man. I'm not a hat man. I haven't got a hat.
Do you play golf?
Back in the day.
Not anymore.
And Greg Norman was a hero.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Greg Norman was a hero. And when he was going well overseas, you know, this is back in the day, even before pay TV, so he didn't get the coverage. He only got the coverage of the majors.
Yeah.
So he didn't get the week-to-week stuff. But... yeah, you rode on the coattails of Greg Norman. You watched and you lived and breathed every moment. And his two major wins at the British Open were fantastic. The crash at the Masters and when Larry Myers held it. There's been some pain. Thanks for revisiting that, James. 1-300-01-1170 is the McDonald Jones Open line. McDonald Jones Open line tells us that the Maltese Tiger has come through in regards to all you can eat. Pizza Hut at Windsor is still rocking.
Well, yeah. That must be one of the last left in Australia.
Maltese Tiger. Are you telling me you can do the all-you-can-eat lunch in the dinner session there, Maltese Tiger? Because I'm a chance.
Yeah, peckish. Could be worth the drive.
Maltese Tiger, thank you for that. That's great information. Outstanding information. In fact, I'm tempted to give Maltese prize of the Maltese Tiger the prize from Cardi Gift. I'll consult the leadership group and get back to you on that one.
Well, we've just had another one come through confirming all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut still in Windsor. Wow, that's revolutionary, isn't it? I thought they were done worldwide. Done.
Is there a blockbuster video next to the all you can eat pizza in Windsor?
And if you don't rewind your video before you take it back, you get fined.
Yes. 19 to 9 breakfast with Vossie and the good doctor, the professor, Mr. James Magnuson.